could sing it all the way around. We bless the Lord for how good God's been, what He's done, what He's doing, what He's going to do. It's just good to wake up thanking God and praising God for being able to accomplish whatever He had accomplished through you on this very day. And we're glad to be here in the house of God. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We're going to be looking in the book of Psalm. Over there in the book of Psalm, chapter number 27. Over there in the book of Psalm, chapter 27. And I want you to look at, in that chapter that's there, and if you're able to stand, then look in verse 1. If you're able to stand, we'll read there, beginning there. All right, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Yes. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. And though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion, and in the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up on a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me, and therefore will I offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of joy, and I will sing, and yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. And when Thou said, I said, is seek my face, watch this. My heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I see. Hide not Thy face far from me, and put not Thy servant away in anger, and Thou hast been my help, and leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me Thy ways, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, and because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and as such as breathe out cruelty. And I fainted unless that I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, Father, we ask Your blessings upon the reading of the Word, and how we do thank You for it. Now, we praise You that Thou art God from everlasting to everlasting, and beside Thee there is none else. Bless, I pray, this congregation, bind the devil, every demon assigned to hinder, how we plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, thank You, and be seated. I'm going to preach a little while on this subject matter that, if I might, entitle, A Desire You Cannot Create. You know, if you don't desire to be in the house of God, it's because of the fact you can't create that desire. You wake up on a Sunday morning and feel bad, mully grubbing around, and this and that. You get ready and come on down to the house of God. You don't have to feel good about it. But if you're a child of God, you desire to be in the house of God. Desire to be where the Word of the Lord is. Desire to be where the preaching is. Desire, buddy, that you might be instructed in the ways of righteousness. You know, the reason why that I'm not going to have all these young men tonight, including myself, put on a skirt and play like we're going to Scotland? You know what I'd do if a man got up and done that? I'd let God bless you for coming, sir, and goodbye. I had a man one time that sent out a little old thing. Let's see here, a good haircut. He had a haircut sort of like a Conneray right there. And he had a haircut like that right there. It was clean shaven. And I booked him because he was a good preacher. And when he showed up over there in Louisiana, here's what I saw about him. He had a big old plastered mustache, and I'm not really particularly against that. And he had one of them Southern Baptist hairdos over his ears and all that business there. And all that, and I sent him home. And boy, it made him mad. He said, well, I don't understand what's going on. I said, here's the picture you sent me, and then look in the mirror, and this is what you brought me. I'm not against whatever you want to do in your life. It's your business. But I am responsible to be able to preach and believe what God said and not leave in the minds of these boys and girls wondering what the preacher's going to do with them. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me tell you something, is that there's one desire that you can never create, and that's to be in the house of the Lord. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that I'll seek after, and that's to dwell in the house of the Lord and all the days of my life. Now, let me say to you that when you begin to look into it, is that you're either in or out. I go off somewhere visiting. I go off somewhere visiting. One of the things that I noticed about when I used to run all them camp meetings, and I got a message. I told you I'm going to preach on camp compromise or cash meetings. And some things I saw in the 80s, I'll bet you it's worth now. How much you want to bet? Oh, you don't gamble? I say, never mind. Well, take your kilt and go somewhere else with it. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you, there's one thing that I've desired of the Lord, and that's to dwell in the house of God all the days of my life. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you, I can remember years ago some of the things that I did. I can tell you why they raise them big offerings. I can tell you why they wait so long and keep you there so long to get it. I can tell you why. Well, we're not going to mess with that this morning here right now. But here's what I want to tell you. Here's what I want to tell you is that whenever you begin to look, I've seen them where they were singing at this meeting, and then they'd break down and cry at a certain spot, and then the next meeting, they sang song, same phrase, same bar of music. You understand me? I used to go and preach every now and again, went in places there, and preach a whole week long, you know, get $150. Some singing group was there to be ahead of you, and buddy, dad sing and leave there with about $500, and I stayed all week long, got 100 and a half. I got to thinking, buddy, I'm in the wrong business. I got to say to you, make no mistake about it, one thing that we ought to desire, and you can't create this desire, and that is to be in the house of God and to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Every now and again, I go out of town and I visit a church, and I've never found a church that I like better than this one here. If I did, I'd be in it. I'd be there. You can't come here and not desire to be here without bringing a bad spirit. You can't wish you were somewhere else. You can't wish you had a different wife. You can't wish you had a different husband. Oh, I'm putting up with him. But I really wish I had another. I really wish my husband was more like blah, blah, blah. Well, you ought to go get blah, blah. See what I'm talking about? I didn't just get off the last load that got here. I've been doing this a long time. I've been dealing with lots of people a long time. I've had people that used to be here. I guess I'm going to start saying, present company excluded, so you'll not think it's you. See? You can't hide that old sourpuss, I'm not happy attitude. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but it don't bother me a lot. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you'll find, here's what he said, there's one thing that I desire, and I'll seek after it, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, let me tell you something, either you have it, or you don't. That's a desire you can't fabricate. That's a desire that I don't care that how many times you've made the trip down the aisle in the baptistry. I don't care where you go and what you do. This is a desire that God gave me, and that if you're saved, God gave you the day that he did. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out is that it's a personal choice, by the way. Did you notice there in that verse there that I stopped at on verse number 8? He says, and when thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said, what'd your heart say to God when God tugged on it? When God showed you you was lost without God and God knocked on your heart's door, what was it your heart responded unto him? You see that? With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With his mouth, confession is made unto salvation. See, I can remember the day that whenever God came knocking at my heart's door, and on that day, my heart answered, yes, Lord, I want you as my Lord and Savior. Yeah. Yeah. In this Bible lesson, let me say to you that it's a choice that you've got to make. You need not boast not about tomorrow. Well, I may do this later. Boast not thyself about tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Yeah. You see, what ends up happening is, you'll find, is that it's the goodness of God that leads us and brings us to repentance. Why do you think he said he's my light? He's my salvation. He's my strength in the passages that we've read. I got to tell you right now, I'm his and he's mine. I've been bought with a price. And let me tell you, he shed his blood for me just like he did for you. And whenever God came knocking at my heart's door, my heart said, I want to be yours and I want you to be mine. And I want to be born into the family of God. I noticed something else about it. It's going to take some courage to be able to stand up in the face of adversity and popularity all across this country that we're living in. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out it's going to take some courage. Whom shall I fear, the psalmist said. I mean, you want me to be afraid of somebody, another preacher? You want me to be afraid of another member? You want me to be afraid of politics? You see what I'm talking about? Whom shall I fear? You remember Jesus said, fear not him that's able after that he kills the body, that's far as he can go with it and they can't do nothing else. I say unto you, fear him that after that he's killed the body can throw your soul into a place called hell. I say fear him. In this lesson here, the psalmist, he said, who shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Well, in fact, is though a host should encamp round about me, I'll not fear. I'll tell you why. I'm going to keep my eyes upon the Lord. Bible said the Apostle Paul, and out of all the trials and struggles and troubles that he went through, here's what he said. He says, I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I got to say to you that if you've got confidence, though a war be encompassed around about you of the enemy, though that war is threatening, though that enemies are threatening, I'll tell you, if you've got confidence in the Lord, and make no mistake about it, there's something warring against you this morning. It's called fleshly lust. That's why one day you feel like praising God and jumping hurdles, and the next day you're just kind of dragging through life. See? Things do not change in the heart of a child of a God because there's one thing I've desired of. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You ever knock on somebody's door or talk to somebody up and down the road of life and find out they were used to beers? Where are you going to church? Well, I used to go. Well, what do you do there? I used to teach, or I used to this, or I used to that. You know, we're full up with used to beers. What we need some I's and ours. And I guarantee you right now, I'm not looking for somebody, you know, that's in and out and every now and again that hits a lick and goes to church when it's convenient with them. I want to tell you what God's doing. When God puts a desire in your heart, listen, you're not going to be in and out, you in. You're not going to be up and down, buddy, you're going to be up. You're going to be looking unto him, the author and the finisher of your faith. And make no mistake about it, when the Lord added you to the church, the devil's been trying to pull you out ever since. Did you notice that? One thing I've desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, every now and again, I know around your house, probably you've got it's just like heavenly bliss all the time, and I'm glad for you. Every now and again, I cause a little rust on the blade around my house. I do a little something or say something and all of that, and then I'm in trouble. The fact is, you know, it's happened recently. I said, by the way, hon, I want to remind you that a week from now, bow season's going to open. I'd appreciate it if you just chew my little tail out before that happens. I don't want to have to deal with that on bow hunting day. Of course, I was funny and laughing, and she knew it. And now you won't dare say that when she's really mad. I can tell by looking at the countenances of some of you men. Oh yeah, man, you're hoping I don't say something that your wife's already brought up. No, I'm not. I'm not. You're your own worst enemy. You've got enough trouble by yourself. You ever make a list? Things you're allowed to say in this house and things you're not allowed to say in this house and all that. It didn't go over well when I handed her my list. I want to tell you right up front, dear friend, we hadn't been married for 55 years without a few things every now and again rose up and this and that and so forth, one thing and another. And you know the reason why that is working so well? Man, I desire that woman. Do you realize that if something were to happen to her, there's not another soul on the face of this earth that knows what. How many women in this building wait on your husband hand and foot like he was a king? There's one. There's two. There's three. Oh, yeah, there's one back here, right here. She's up there waving his face. Not very many out of all this big congregation that we've got here. You think for 1 minute that your spouse could ever find anybody to put up with him like you do? No, there's not. There's not going to be. You know why? One thing you desired of. I was listening to some old boy, and he was in trouble, and he said something to the effect that, whenever they asked me about marriage and said, you repeat, I do, I didn't remember what I did. Well, you've done it now, buddy. In this lesson that you're looking at, I want to say to you, dwelling. We're not just talking about going to church a little bit. We're talking about dwelling in the house of God. We're talking about where your life's at. We're talking about where your heart's at, where your soul's at, where the desire that God gave you. And let me tell you right now, is make no mistake about it, is that I remember whenever I first came here, over here in this Appleby area, oh, I've wanted to leave many times. Not this church. Boy, it was tough. You ought to have been that first couple of years. Some of you were. I mean, everything was going good. I was praying, Lord, you're going to have to change something and do something. I mean, you're going to have to help us. And a man drove up, and he had a summons in his hand, an arrest, and we were being sued. I thought, isn't that something? Some old drunk called me up and said, hey, preacher, there's somebody, there's a lot of us around here don't like you. I said, I know it, and thank you for pointing it out. I'm beginning not to like myself. I don't want to talk much about him. He's dead in hell now. I want to say to you that, if you will, that I'd have been long gone, but I'd have missed some of you. How many churches do you know of this size that have got at least five women that wait on their husbands hand and foot? You don't know of them anywhere. You just don't. I'm glad I didn't leave. I'd have missed you. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, I want to tell you one thing that I've desired of, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Do you know it's the Lord that put you into the church of the living God? And the devil has been trying to pull you out ever since. Ever since. You know, if you wake up on a Sunday morning, I guarantee if there's going to be a fight, a ruckus started in your house, it'll be on a Sunday morning. It'll be a Sunday morning. Either one of the kids has started. If you've got a kid and all that business there and they hadn't started trouble and somehow or another for you to be able to handle and take care of on a Sunday morning, then obviously you need to go check and shake them and wake them up, because the reason why they're not causing trouble, they're still snoring somewhere. I said all night to be able to say this, don't decide I'm ducking out. I'm not going to church with you today. Do you know how many times, I'm going to just ask you here, you look like two intelligent young men. Do you know how many times that my wife wouldn't have come to church with me? How'd you like that? Where's your wife, preacher? She wouldn't come to church with me. She got mad this morning. Do you know how many times we'd have been out of church? Huh? Either one of you? Well, I don't know either, but I bet it's a lot. You've got to learn to put aside every weight that doeth beset you. Oh, I know. I don't understand what you're having to deal with, ladies. I understand that. I know. I know a little bit about it because I'm a man myself. I have some of those same sorry traits and all that business there. But we ought to lay aside every weight and the sin that doeth so easily beset us and get down to God's house and see if we can get it straightened up with God. I want to say to you that whenever you begin to get ready to look at this lesson here, he said, I want to be able to live and dwell all the days of my life there at the house of God. Now, I noticed something. You're either in one or two crowds here. You're either heaven bound or you're hellbound, I'm sorry to say. I hope that if you're hellbound, that you can get saved by the grace of God before it's too late, and He'll make you be fit for heaven bound. But in this lesson that you're looking at, let me tell you something. People that are saved by the grace of God, they're satisfied with what's going on down at the house of God. And here's reason why. Is because they've been chosen by the Lord and placed there by the Lord. You know, in this lesson that we're looking at, a child of God, in verse number 6 that we read, he's singing. He's singing by the joy of the Lord. He sings unto the Lord, sings praises unto the Lord, offers sacrifices of joy unto the Lord. A child of God steadied down at God's house. You know, I didn't show up here this morning and go thinking, oh, well, I'll be jigger, look at here. I didn't realize they would show up and be here. No, I knew you'd be here. I can look around and every now and again, you know, there's been some, they're not here now. So don't go to getting sad and thinking I'm talking about you. You're not here now. You're right here now. What I'm talking about is not a here on the place. Look under the seat. If you find anybody under there, they're not here. That's why. I used to see them every now and again. Somebody said, hey, have you seen Brother So-and-so and his wife? What's today? I'd look at it. And no, sir, they're due this morning. If they don't show up this morning, they're going to break their routine of habit. And then about that time, the door would open. There they'd be. God said for me to know the state of my flock. I know when you're praising God. I know when you're praying. I can tell when you're praying for me. And I know when you're belly aching, sour puss, mean as a snake, and you can't enjoy life at all. You can't hide that. Do you not realize over there in the Bible, whenever there was two men that was there, what were their names? Cain and Abel. Do you remember when Abel's offering was accepted? He had to be happy. And Esau, Cain's offering had been rejected while Abel's had been accepted. And buddy, let me tell you, he said, I can tell by your countenance something's wrong with you, Cain. That's the reason I always try to get most of my stuff done before I listen to another preacher. You ever just know that, buddy, God loves you so much, he's going to let that preacher know exactly what needs to be said to either get you in or get you up and out. See what I'm talking about? I want to say in closing that, if you will, is that if you're a child of God, there's stability in your life. You're standing on solid rock. I like what old Brother Olaf said years ago. He said, hey, man, let me tell you something. It's going to take this blessed word of the Lord. It's going to take the solid rock of God. It's going to take the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he went on and he said something like this. He said, David didn't kill Goliath with a spit wad. He used solid rock. That's good, isn't it? I don't care if somebody else did have to say it. All right, in closing, here's what he said. I'm going to seek the face of the Lord in verse number 8 of our text. And I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, if you believe the word of the Lord and you believe in the goodness of God and you wait upon God, I can tell you what you're going to find out is it may be a hard task, but you can accomplish by faith believing what God said. Do you know those the people over there in the New Testament that one time they said to the Lord, the disciples did, when he talked about if you had the faith of, as a grain of mustard seed, remember that? And they said, Lord, help my unbelief. Every now and again, I need, Lord, just help me to believe you. Help me to believe you. And whatever comes out on it, and thou art God, and beside thee there's none else. This Bible said in the text that we've read in the last verse, wait, I say, upon the Lord. Now, I can tell you right up front, I'll just be honest with you. The Lord is doing something here in this church. Do I know exactly what he's doing? Nah, I'd have to be God to know that. But I sure don't want to get in his way. I sure don't want to get in his way. Maybe you're here this morning, you say, preacher, I'm not saved, I don't know the Lord. This would be a good time to come to an old-fashioned altar and do business with God. Maybe you're here, you're saved, you know the Lord, you've never followed him in baptism. This would be a good time to come and present yourself. You may be here and say, preacher, I just know I need something from God, but I don't know exactly how and what. There's an old-fashioned altar. You can get things altered with him. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. As our musicians come, our song director's coming. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. We praise you. We thank you, thou art God, and beside thee there's none else. There may be a man, a woman, a boy, or girls that preach, I need something real from the hand and from the heart of God. This would be a good time now, Lord, for us to all look unto thee, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now bless, I pray, the word to every heart. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. What number is that?
Page 124.
124. If you need to come, by all means come. Come quickly while we sing. And say, because they'll be truthful and honest with you. Chandler was back there holding Easton, and so her mama walked by. She said, you want a petty? It's all right, you want a petty? So that's something in it. I thought that's exactly what we're always wanting to do. My wife, she loves children just dearly, and whenever it comes my time to get it, she's gives it, and by the time she does that, it's ticked off at me. That's all right, though. That's all right. I mean, I can say things like I can't get away with it. Some of you cannot. Let's go to the Lord in prayer then. We ask God's blessing.